RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon and welcome into WEEI Afternoons. It is just afternoon here on December 26th, 2025. A little bit earlier than the normal 2 o'clock start, but it's the holiday season, so who really cares about the rules? Dan Ball with you, and a very good afternoon to you, and I gotta say, I love the crew that's in this building here today. First and foremost, joining us, senior digital content producer, a.k.a. the guy that you see sitting a couple rows away from the field, getting the best angles on every big play in Boston, Tom Carroll. You may know him as Freeze Pops. Mr. Carroll, how are you, sir?
What is going on, Dan? Happy to be here. And look at us. It's the afternoons.
That's right. It's just technically afternoon, so we'll count it as the afternoon show. Also on the program today, digital content manager, Bruins beat reporter, and the host of the Skate podcast, Scott McLaughlin. Do you sleep
sometimes? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. With a resume like that,
I had a great night's sleep Christmas Eve into Christmas morning. Actually, it was our first Christmas with my sister's little boy.
Yeah,
7 months old. Didn't wake anyone up.
Wow,
everyone got to sleep through it. So it was great.
That'll work just fine. Tommy, how was your Christmas? How was your holiday?
It was great. Low key, we keep it nice and easy. My parents live 7 houses away, so
we go
down there for Christmas Eve, keep it casual. No little kids in the mix, so it's like all adult children, right? So, no real like huge packages to worry about or anything like that. And then Christmas morning, we have everyone up at my house with the wife, so it was a good time.
That's not too bad at all. We got a full booth back behind the glass as well. Jackson, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well. Yes, thank you. Lovely being here. Hey, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa. Happy Chanukah.
Oh, yeah. Today is Kwanzaa.
Oh, there you go.
Today is Kwanzaa, yes.
And Boxing Day. Happy Boxing Day to any Canadian friends.
Oh, there you go. The entire hockey community is getting hammered here today.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Scott, of everyone here, I feel like you are the Boxing Day expert, right? Because you cover hockey. So what is Boxing Day?
So I don't know. I couldn't possibly tell you.
Off to a great start.
I just know it's the day that the World Junior Championship starts.
Yes.
So as a hockey fan, that's all that really matters.
All right, got it.
Yeah, me and my dad were running through the whole schedule today. My mom was rolling her eyes as I said, okay, so you got to make sure you're here. The U.S. plays at 6, then Canada plays at 8:30. Big event in the Ball household that it's World Juniors Week. But Jackson, I got to ask you a question before we get into it. So I did a Black Friday show with you as the producer, and you had an eventful Thanksgiving. Was your Christmas holiday a little bit calmer in the Burns household?
My Christmas holiday was extremely calm.
Okay.
Because the one that I usually get in a tussle with happened to just be in Japan randomly.
So it was a bad enough fight that he went half a world away.
Apparently,
just to avoid rehashing that one.
You got in a fight, like a fist fight on Thanksgiving?
No, almost.
Okay.
I left before it could happen.
Yeah.
It
was Tupperware related. It was a whole to-do, yeah. But
I was going to say, like, it could be politics or it could be Tupperware.
I was stressed out going there the entire day. And then I get there and I'm like, where's my brother? And they're like, oh, he's in Japan. I'm like, okay.
Would you have won the fight?
No.
All right.
Well, that's the crew. We also got Zach Coe with us. I don't know where he ventured off to, but the only thing that's missing is you. It's 617-779-7937. That's the phone number to call and to text. Coming up on the show, we're doing a bit of a hybrid Jones and Keith afternoon show today, but we do have Patriots running back Ramondre Stevenson joining us now at 1:40 today. So we'll get a chance to catch up with him as the Patriots are on the verge of picking up an AFC East title here this weekend, taking on the New York Jets, who have just ruled out two of the very few halfway decent players on their roster, but we'll get into that as well. We have our three-point stance at 3 o'clock, plenty to get to. Patriots, a little bit of Bruins as well. But let's start off, and Tom, I'll start with you. What did the Patriots prove to you last weekend against Baltimore, coming off of a game against Buffalo where things kind of imploded in that second half?
So we haven't seen this group have that comeback victory yet. So the fact that they were able to come back from down 11 with about 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter, super impressive. And you can say what you want, you know, Tyler Huntley in at quarterback and the Ravens aren't what they've been the last few years. I don't care who you are, down 11 with 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter on the road to come back and win that game is super impressive. So for me, that's a huge feather in their cap and something that they haven't done this season. And these little check marks along the way are important for these teams that are setting a culture. So you have a young quarterback who's now an MVP candidate, but he hadn't really faced that type of adversity yet.
Right.
He goes out and he does that. I think they deserve a ton of credit for that. And when you head towards the postseason, you're going to be in more situations like that. Like the Patriots dynasty era run, they had a bunch of playoff games where they had to come back to win. I mean, we know 28-3. We know the Ravens divisional round game where they were down 14 twice. So that's an important win on the resume of life for Drake May, Mike Vrabel, and this team.
Yeah, it was one of those games where it's like no matter what side you're on, you can come away from it with your take being right. Like you're right. They did prove something, and Drake May proved something. He needed a fourth quarter like this. And, yeah, I would agree. Regardless of the opponent, coming back in the fourth quarter, the big touchdown pass to Kyle Williams, and then, like, just the mental strength to overcome a completely missed pass interference call. Like, you can let that get in your mind. You can get upset about it for a couple plays, and all of a sudden the whole drive's derailed. Nope, they just, like, went right back to work, finished off the drive, finished off the game. So, yeah, a week after you blew it late against Buffalo, being able to finish and be the better team in the fourth quarter, that's big. Then on the other side is, like, all the people who are, like, the Patriots haven't proven anything yet, weak schedule. Well, they can latch on to, okay, you did against Tyler Huntley.
Like, right.
Congrats.
And Derrick Henry as a spectator for the last couple possessions.
Yeah, for some reason.
Zero sense.
Yeah, so, like, that's valid too, right? So, like, yes, the Patriots still have more to prove. That wasn't what it could have been because the Ravens haven't been as good and Lamar Jackson was out at that point in the game. So everyone can still kind of dig in on their positions of either, like, this Patriots team is a legit Super Bowl contender and what they did in that fourth quarter helps prove it, or they haven't really been tested, and they still weren't really tested in that game.
And unfortunately, you're now at the point where you're kind of out of pre-playoff tests.
Yep.
You went through your two-week gauntlet, so to speak, after the bye week with Buffalo and Baltimore, and you were hoping that at least from a, I'd say, conversation around the team or mentality perspective, you'd answer all those questions. You answered some, and to both your guys' point, you saw some of that championship team DNA come out in that fourth quarter against Baltimore. You saw the second half comeback. You saw the game-winning drive for Drake May. You saw the no mistakes being made in the process because you were one mistake away from having that game get away from you. So that was great, but you also have the caveats of you didn't face the MVP quarterback you thought you were going to. You didn't face the MVP-level running back you thought you were going to, and the one major advantage that Baltimore had. So now you get a Jets team that has already ruled out Mason Taylor, their leading pass catcher, with 44 receptions. They've ruled out Will McDonald, their leading pass rusher. They do not have an interception this season as a defense. Do not
that's
have an
wild.
Interception. So it's almost.
I feel like that's like the number one thing to watch in this game.
Yeah.
It's like, Drake, do not be the first. Do not give them the first
right.
interception.
But like to not even get like an arm punt. You know, like that
yeah.
third and 27 heave that quarterbacks just throw up there. Like Drake May's done it a couple times this year. That's crazy.
this is one of those situations where I need somebody who pays more attention to Jets football than me to put together a compilation video of the amount of times that an interception's just gone through somebody's right. hands. Because there's got to be one of those right. where you go, oh my God, it's right in my breadbasket. Boom. Hits the turf. So you are essentially out of playoff caliber tests. So whatever you proved or didn't prove against Baltimore and Buffalo is kind of what you're taking into the playoffs, because you could have the next 3 weeks that look like Jets with Brady Cook as your quarterback, then Dolphins with Quinn Ewers as their quarterback, and then potentially a bye week going into whatever first-round matchup. So, Tom, I ask you, have the Patriots proven enough against the easy schedule critics and just the critics in general going into a potential playoff game based on what we've seen through the end of week now 16?
I think they have.
Okay.
Because I believe the competition that they're going to be going up against in the AFC is kind of on par with the weak schedule they've had. Like, this is not the AFC of old here.
Yeah.
You don't have Patrick Mahomes in the postseason. You have a Bills team that it feels like Josh Allen is sort of the whole squad. You have a Houston team that really feels like it's just one side of the ball. You have a Jaguars team that is unproven. They've been playing well, but is anyone here sitting deathly afraid of Trevor Lawrence heading into the postseason? I would say no.
Had a very good year and has this sneaky comeback ability. He's kind of piled up the game-winning drives and comebacks and all that. But overall, in a playoff situation, no,
I just feel
put
like
the
you
fear
have,
of God into me. No,
you have
not.
Enough body of work with Trevor Lawrence to say the Patriots coaching staff should be able to handle Trevor Lawrence
right.
heading into a postseason game. And then you have the Chargers with Justin Herbert, who seemingly pees down his leg every postseason.
I mean, right.
he had that really bad loss to Trevor Lawrence in the playoffs.
Right.
So I think when you look at sort of the scope of the AFC, and I know I left Denver out there because I know we're going to get to them in a second, I just feel like, yes, they've played weak competition, but I don't feel all that vindicated in how strong the competition is in the AFC this year. With that said, they're poised to make a postseason run because they've shown that they can beat weaker teams, and I believe they are a stronger team than the rest of the competition right now.
They've proven as much as anyone else in the AFC, which is to say not a whole lot.
Right.
That's
true.
Like, that's actually how I feel is – the AFC this year is just loaded with teams that haven't proven much at all in the grand scheme of things. Most of these teams have not been here, have not been contenders to get to the Super Bowl, and they all probably feel like they have a shot if things break right. Like Denver, if they can close out and get the top seed, they're going to feel like they have a shot. Patriots, certainly. Bills, if you're a Bills fan, like you got to feel like the runway is clear. Like even if they're the 5 seed, it's like, you finally have Josh Allen still playing, doing ridiculous Josh Allen things in a year with no Mahomes, no Lamar, no Burrow in the playoffs. Now, maybe Drake May proves to be the next boogeyman for those tortured Buffalo fans. But it's like, yeah, you mentioned Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert. It's like these guys haven't proven anything in the playoffs in their careers. So everyone's kind of in that same boat of like, hey, we have as good a shot as anyone. And none of them, to me, are clear favorites. Like, I guess if you look at the betting markets, it's probably Buffalo as the favorite. And I get that because they are as close to the name brand in this year's AFC field as anyone. But, yeah, that's a team that's had issues this year. And like you said,
they almost lost to the Browns last right. week. And Josh Allen got really banged up.
Yeah, that was just an ugly, ugly game. Yeah, it really is just the Josh Allen show, which I do not dismiss and would be worried about in a playoff game, but there's not a whole lot outside of that that you would fear.
Yeah, just working backwards on the Bills, 23-20 against the Browns, 35-31 against the Patriots. Before that, you only win by 5 against Cincinnati. You win by 19 against Pittsburgh, and then you lose, and Josh Allen gets sacked 8 times against Houston. So they have almost alternated Super Bowl contender and lottery team between weeks. So it's a great point that you bring up because, you know, you're not going to see the Seahawks or the Rams or even a team like the Bears or the Packers. It seems like a lot of the powerhouses are coming from the teams that you would actually worry about are coming from the NFC. So let me ask you, of all those teams that we just talked about, Tom, you have Houston on the table, you have Buffalo on the table, you have the Chargers, and even you could throw the Denver Broncos in there, who you mentioned just proved something about themselves yesterday. I'm not exactly sure what. Which team gives the Patriots the most fits in a hypothetical playoff game to you?
So I'm the most afraid of Houston for the Patriots.
Okay.
I feel like that defense is just so loaded. And I know that the strength of the Patriots right now is their offense, given how banged up New England's defense is right now. But I just feel like Houston's defense is so dominant that it would get in the way of what the Patriots are able to do. And I just don't feel good about that matchup heading into whenever that matchup would take place, whether it's wild card weekend, divisional round, what have you. As far as Denver goes, if the game's in Denver, I'm terrified because Tom Brady had a hard time playing in Denver. So who the heck knows what Drake May will be able to do? And I know that that's kind of painting with a broad brush and not every team is the same, you know, like the 2005 Broncos are not the 2025 Broncos.
Yeah, but is something about places just simply being tough to play.
Exactly.
And tough to go into. And that even something as simple as the atmospheric differences
and that's
that you're dealing
like,
with.
That hasn't gone away.
Right.
And like that's difficult for everybody. So if they have to go to Denver, that is terrifying. But if they can somehow finagle the number one seed here, and I think it really is in play, just given how we've seen the Broncos look over the last few weeks, I feel good about the Patriots playing the Broncos at Gillette. And I know the few losses the Patriots have had this year have been at Gillette, but I do feel like that's a winnable game for them if it's here.
It's still Buffalo for me just okay. because of Josh Allen. Like I know maybe there's a bit of a change happening here in the NFL where defenses are starting to rise again. Some star quarterbacks aren't making the playoffs. Some high-flying offenses aren't making it. The Lions just got eliminated. So I recognize that, and yet I'm still like, what actually scares me in a playoff game? It's seeing Josh Allen on the other side. Like I think if you get into, you know, whether it's Denver's defense or Houston's defense, I don't think either of those offenses are running away from the Patriots. So that to me, that turns into like a knockdown, drag him out type of game. And I actually kind of like Mike Vrabel as a coach in that game, where I think he can come up with something. He can have a plan where you can fight through that. I do think this Patriots team has some toughness. We've seen some guys battle through injuries, you know, Morgan Moses limping around. I know it was the Giants, but like that Monday night game, Patriots are out there laying some big hits. Like I actually think they could do okay in that type of game. What worries me is seeing Josh Allen just go do something ridiculous, come back from 21 points down, have a monster fourth quarter where you just can't stop him. Like there's just nothing you can do if he gets into that mode. And that in like a game that's come down to the wire in the fourth quarter, that puts so much pressure on your offense to basically be perfect and try to match him. And I would be worried about a game against the Bills playing out like this last game against the Bills where it just feels like Josh Allen is inevitable down the stretch.
Yeah, I'm terrified of facing Josh Allen, but I'm really not all that scared of the rest of the Buffalo Bills, if that makes sense. Because that first game that you played in Buffalo, you were able to knock both Allen and Cook off their game and force turnovers, where when you had them at Gillette, you weren't able to force those. I know you can't game plan an entire game around Josh Allen or James Cook making a mistake, but that Houston defense, it not only ranks near the top in terms of the run, it ranks atop in terms of the pass, and they have these pass rushers that can just make Drake May's life hell. So a lot of times when you've seen this Patriots team be successful, think about the matchup against the Cleveland Browns, for example. Everybody was terrified how Will Campbell and the offensive line were going to handle Myles Garrett. He still got his cookies, but they were able to tear apart what was a pretty bad pass defense. So I just worry about Houston specifically, that there is really no hole on the defense that you can take advantage of, where Buffalo's pass defense was great, their run defense was awful. So you were able to do a little bit of work there. I don't know. There's no perfect or imperfect team that you're going to go up against, but I think that entire thought exercise proves what you guys just mentioned a moment ago, where there is no boogeyman in the AFC. There is no one team that you look at and go, I can't handle this group. I think a lot of teams would probably point to the Buffalo Bills, but you already proved to yourself that you can beat them once, and if you didn't fall apart in the second half, you could have beaten them twice. So it sets up pretty nicely for the Patriots in a potential playoff game. But Is there anything, because I've looked at this Jets game up and down, and we'll get into the injury report in just a few moments because it was the lengthiest of the season for the Patriots when it was published, and we'll get Mike Vrabel's confirmation on who's in and who's out a little bit later in the afternoon. There really just isn't much else that I think I can learn about the Patriots against the Jets or the Dolphins. The only thing I worry about is playing down to your opponent because they've done that a couple of times, but that shouldn't impact you in the playoffs. So other than that, there just isn't a whole lot that I feel like I can learn this weekend. Is there anything that you can learn and that you're watching for?
I mean, you're banged up and they're banged up too.
Right.
So it's really just like go down to New York and get the win. It doesn't need to be pretty.
Yeah.
It doesn't need
Make
to be.
Make it a business trip.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be 45-6. Like it
right.
just like 13-7, you know, 20-7. Yeah, I don't know why I'm sticking on 7, but just go down there and
because
get the victory.
Because realistically, that's
home.
How many points they should allow
right,
against
yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
This Jets team with Brady Cook at quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and poor Breece Hall just yeah. in prison at this point.
It's a really bad situation for the Jets right now. And you're in a good spot, but as far as like the walking wounded situation, it's not great. So go down there, make it a business trip, like you said, get the victory, come home, lick your wounds, and then kind of rinse and repeat for that last week because, like, the number one seed is at play right here.
Oh, yeah.
You can get that number one seed. Denver, it looks like they may have peaked a little too early. And we saw it against the Chiefs last night, almost losing to a third-string quarterback who played for South Dakota in college. I mean, it's right there for you. So you got to go in and you got to take care of business against these two division opponents. I know when you played Miami early in the year, it was kind of a shootout, but Miami was in a different spot then.
Right.
So you just need to take care of business. I don't think there's really much to learn about the Patriots from either one of these two games other than can we see them go in there and just get the job done, if you will, in a way where they're not trying to score style points. Like, we don't need to see any double passes against the Jets or Dolphins.
Right, right.
You know?
Because
like,
you know Mike Vrabel's going to let us know about it if we
right.
if we do.
Right, like, go in there, hand the ball to Ramondre a bunch of times, get the victory, go home.
Yeah, just these key guys who are injured right now, just get them back for the playoffs. Whether that's Will Campbell and Trevion Henderson on offense, Milton Williams, you know, who could be back this week, Robert Spillane on defense, like, just get these guys back. Harold Landry's banged up now. Just get these guys back for the playoffs. You should beat the Jets and Dolphins, even if a handful of those guys are out. The only thing you could really learn about the Patriots would be something negative, which is, God forbid they actually lose to one of these teams.
Right, right.
Miami could pose more of a threat than the Jets, at least. But these should be two wins, and you should go in with your 14-3 record and like be ready to go. Like that's you know, I would say the one thing that I would be looking for is the Patriots run defense has really fallen apart this last month, and part of that has been injuries. But you are facing two good running backs, Breece Hall this week, Devon Achane in the Miami game. So I would like to see the run defense start to get better and really lock in heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, and yeah. I think with the run defense with the Patriots, it has almost completely correlated with Milton Williams not being in the game. So him being back potentially this week is massive for this Patriots team. And kudos to them for bringing that guy in, man. I mean, I know there was all sorts of questions around, well, he only played 46% of the snaps for
yeah.
Philly and yada, yada. And I think those were warranted, but he has completely lived up to the hype. Kudos to him and for the Patriots for making that work. He's been awesome.
We had a Philadelphia Eagles fan at one of the afternoon show events basically say something to the effect of,
sick brag, bro.
Oh, I didn't even get to tell you what the brag was yet, Jackson. He basically said, good luck with Milton Williams.
Really?
Like, he was happy to get him off of his roster, which I found a little concerning at the time because the season hadn't started yet. But, yeah, he's been a revelation, and a lot of the spending has been pretty well spent to this point. 617-779-7937. See your call starting to line up on the Patriots. We're taking your calls on Patriots and Jets all afternoon long. It is Ball. It is Carroll. It is McLaughlin. And it is Jackson telling you what.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress, Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It's trending.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Never a shortage of adrenaline when Jackson is running the board. We're back here on WEEI Afternoons. Paul, Kara, McLaughlin, thanks so much for joining us. 617-779-7937. We're taking your calls on the Patriots in the NFL all afternoon long. We'll begin with Matt, who is in Rhode Island. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys? On my way to work this morning, I saw the New York Post, and I just like to take the time to completely decimate the Jets franchise and from the top down, Woody Johnson, because this young lady who's a season ticket holder with the Jets was at their fan zone, like kicking a field goal, and they approached her. They said, "Wow, you're really good. Would you like to kick at the halftime of the Jets Patriots game? And if you make it, it's $100,000." She said, "Yes, of course." And that she had played college soccer, and she was a high school. I don't know if she told them that she was a high school soccer coach, but anyway. 30 of her relatives were going to go Sunday. Again, her and her mom are season ticket holders. It's very emotional. Her dad passed away. He was a big Jets fan.
Right.
So just this week, they tell her, because she's a high school soccer coach, she can't kick the field goal. And then proceed to offer her like a severance package of, I'm not kidding when I say this, $100 Visa gift card and a couple other spare items. Probably a Justin Fields jersey from the pro shop.
That's so weak.
So I know they say J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 but it's really T-R-A-S-H, trash, trash, trash. Like,
wow. Matt, thank you. Thank you for the call. I did read some of the notes about that story. It is... You add it to the Jets pantheon of the sons of Woody Johnson picking the team via their Xbox and all of the other just wild, somehow true stories about the Jets. They are, not that this is news to anybody and not that this is new this year, they are directionless to a level that is almost impressive at this point.
Imagine having a franchise.
Oh, it's the Jets theme song.
There we go. Imagine having a franchise in the largest media market in the world. Like
right
then and there, you have an advantage for free agents and marketing and money and resources.
You should. And every other New York team in history has that advantage.
And it's just squandered.
Yeah.
It's just like... poor management top to bottom. You hear stories like that are small, and then you hear stories like the one you mentioned with the Madden ratings that are big, and just at every level, it's just awful.
Yeah.
And I think Patriot fans, like, they get mad at Kraft sometimes for not having spent the way that people maybe think he should have over the years, but at the same time, we do need to count our lucky stars here in New England sometimes to be like, look, at least there is a way where it could be much worse, and it's the New York Jets.
Yeah, I mean, they've been irrelevant basically my entire life.
Like right.
A couple of runs to the
and
AFC
Scott
Championship.
Scott is 57 years old.
Right. Yeah, it's like a couple runs to the AFC Championship game there in the late 2000s with Rex Ryan.
Yep.
But like that's it. Otherwise, that's the last time they're relevant. And the last time before that was probably 98 with Vinny Testaverde,
right?
And like Bill Parcells there. Like, so it was a decade between those. It's such a poorly run organization. I do have an update on this kicking story.
Oh yeah.
So I just went to the New York Post website and
okay.
They are now going to allow her to kick. They've done a U-turn. So after the New York Post first reported on it and got all this public backlash.
There it is.
Yeah.
Woody
now
Johnson,
they're going to let her kick. So they went through all of this for just bad PR.
Well, maybe they realized the fact that just because you play soccer doesn't mean that you can kick field goals. They are completely different things. Like, has anyone in this room tried to kick a field goal before?
Yeah, yes. There's a very famous WEEI Afternoons producer combine video from last March.
Yeah, not great for you.
No, I tried, and swinging a ground ball hit to short was how that
really
went.
It's really hard.
It is.
So just because you are a high school soccer coach doesn't mean that you're going to make a field goal. So
right now, Brandon Aubrey would turn around and go, "LOL, yeah, sure," but no, but generally,
but he's automatic.
Yeah, exactly. But generally speaking, you are right about that. There are two transferable things, and I would argue, Scott, that update that you just shared is worse. You already dug yourself. So you were going to do this great, generous thing. Create this event for this person in this family. Then you change your mind because of some stipulation and you give her the severance package that Matt mentioned and you let it go. But then you bend a knee because the New York Post wrote a scathing story about you and you change your mind again and you go the other way as the currents of the winds change. That is, I mean, that's if you're at least going to be stupid. At least stick to your convictions. At least be consistently stupid.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid and weak. That would be my argument.
No, it's totally weak. And not to change the subject here, but I do have an update on the football team that plays football here in New England.
Oh, yeah.
The Patriots.
Do we got?
Yeah.
Okay.
So out of practice today, Mark Daniels just now on X. Good news from the Patriots practice. Trevion Henderson out of the red non-contact injury.
Wow. That is
jersey.
Huge.
So that's huge. Because we know the type of home run hitter he is.
Yep.
And given the fact that he was in concussion protocol, to see him progressing through it as quickly as he has, seemingly, is a really good sign for this team who is super banged up right now. And I know we're going to hear from Mike Vrabel in about an hour. He's pretty good about, right off the top on those Friday press conferences, listing the guys and where they're at for the game heading into Sunday. I'm very curious to see what he says about Trevion, given that he seemingly was in protocol here for only a few days. It's almost sort of like when Drake May went into concussion protocol last season and ended up not missing a game. Now,
yeah.
I'm not saying that that's exactly what's going to happen. We'll hear what Vrabel has to say. But being out of that jersey so soon is a really good sign for Sunday.
Yeah, it seems like the NFL has kind of sped up the protocol a little bit. Because I remember a couple years ago, it was like, if you got a concussion, you were automatically missing one game. And then you're probably back for the second. And now there's more guys getting through this by the next Sunday and not missing a game. So, I don't know. I guess brains aren't getting damaged as much now. So, you know, the guys can get cleared in five
right.
days or whatever.
Yeah. That's what the NFL's lawyers would tell you,
right.
that the brains have never been safer. You see that mushroom cap that they wear on top of their helmets?
Yeah, that has to help.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you remember, there was one pitcher in Major League Baseball, I pitched for the Padres, who wore like a Mario-looking hat. It was really wide on all the
sides. I'm actually surprised more guys don't wear that.
Really?
Like, how incredibly terrifying would it be to be throwing the ball 100 miles an hour at a guy who then hits that ball back at you at like 100 and whatever miles an hour?
Yeah.
You got to be able to react and not get hit in the head.
True.
I feel like... Call me a coward, I probably would wear the helmet on the mound. I would be like the John Olerud of pitching. That would be me.
Yeah, it's hard to just sit here and play armchair GM and say, no, they're soft. I would never do that.
Right, but like really think
about
it.
And then have Aaron Judge standing 90 feet from or 60 feet from me and go, Yeah, you know what? I'll take the helmet. I'll also take the face mask they wear in softball. I'll actually take Jeremy Swayman's goalie mask while I'm at it. That may be the way that I would go when I
see. They
don't
get enough credit for that.
No, they absolutely do not. 617-779-7937. The 617 says, I'm 55 and the Jets have been largely irrelevant and a laughingstock my entire life. Well, Scott's apparently 57, so he's right there with you. And the 413 says, I'm hoping to see Kyle Williams step up in the final two games with more production before heading into the playoffs. I feel like we've been having that same conversation around Kyle Williams this entire season. I've given up on wanting more production from Kyle Williams. I want the maintaining of what we've seen so far this year at very least, which is he's only going to get targeted 1, 2, maybe 3 times. He has 7 receptions on 16 targets this year, and 3 of them are touchdowns. If he remains that, like you said, home run hitter, that deep ball threat, even once or twice when you get the proper defensive matchup and you can get a one-on-one matchup on the outside, I can be comfortable with what he has been this year for that big playability that he brings.
Yeah, I think where he's at in his career, which is year one, as we all know, he's totally fine to be in that type of role. He's an athletic guy. And the Patriots are putting him in positions to have those type of big plays. Like, they clearly know that he's going to be that type of guy. They're not trying to make him a possession receiver right now because he's not there yet. So I think the key for Kyle Williams to continue to be an important weapon in this offense will be Stephon Diggs continuing to stay healthy enough to be that possession guy for Drake May, because that guy was fantastic on Sunday. And when he's clicking, when him and Drake are clicking, that offense is really hard to stop. And it makes guys like Kyle Williams and Trevion Henderson much more effective, because then you can really just unleash that athleticism on, you know, 2, 3, 5 plays a game.
Yeah, Kyle Williams might get more of an opportunity this week, because reading from Doug Kite of the Herald on, you know, further practice updates, not at practice, Kayshon Booty or Mac Hollins.
Mm, right.
We'll see. We'll wait for the official word, but If those guys are both out, there's an opportunity for Kyle Williams to get more snaps and maybe see if he can do something other than the deep ball. Maybe run some different routes for him and try to find other ways more to get him more involved, because you'd be looking at, obviously, Diggs as the clear number one, and then probably Pop Douglas and Kyle Williams are your next two guys. So, it would be a bummer if Kayshon Booty's out, because he's a guy I kind of want to see get going again here before the playoffs. He's gone pretty quiet, and he was such a nice weapon for this offense earlier in the season, and feels like it's really faded off. So, but if he's out, then, hey, maybe Kyle Williams gets to be the guy that takes advantage and carves out a little bit more of a role for himself.
Yeah, his usage, speaking on Booty, has been interesting to follow recently. You pick out that game against New Orleans where he really kind of popped, for lack of a better term. 5 receptions on 5 targets, 93 yards, 2 touchdowns. He scored 4 touchdowns over a 3-game span, then was only targeted once against Atlanta, 2 targets for 15 yards against Cincinnati, 4 for 35 and a touchdown against the Giants, and then just 1 reception and 1 reception in back-to-back games against Buffalo in Baltimore. He was the main beneficiary of that historically good deep ball accuracy that Drake May had and was developing in the middle part of the season. So, yeah, you wonder, has there been any kind of injury that's slowing him down? Has it just been game plan related that it hasn't been working for him? But we've got plenty more on the Patriots and their injury report as the injuries are piling up. Which ones will most impact their game on Sunday against the Jets? We'll get to that next.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Well, to those that both are and are not in love here on this Friday, we welcome you back here on WEEI. Dan Ball, Tom Carroll, Scott McLaughlin with you. 12 until 4. We got coverage of all sorts of college football playoff bowl games coming up at 4 o'clock today. So stay tuned for that as well. We've got Ramondre Stevenson, running back for the New England Patriots, coming up at 1:40 today. We'll hear from Mike Vrabel. He is scheduled to speak just after 2 o'clock, so we'll get you some of that live and get the updates on injuries like the following that were listed by Mark Daniels on Twitter earlier on this afternoon. Missing from practice, Scott hit on a few of these just a moment ago. Kayshon Booty, Mac Hollins, Jared Wilson, Kyrus Tonga, Robert Spillane, and Harold Landry missing from today's practice. We mentioned just a few moments ago that Travion Henderson was out of the red jersey and was back and getting himself ready. So this could be the most intriguing Friday Mike Vrabel press conference of the season for the New England Patriots. But Tom, I list that list of names out to you: Booty, Hollins, Wilson, Tonga, Spillane, and Landry. Which name rings in your ears the loudest?
Spillane.
Okay.
Because I worry that that injury is going to be more serious than originally framed.
Yeah.
The fact that he dressed for the Buffalo game and then didn't play and was in there like in an emergency role and then was completely ruled out of the Ravens game.
And didn't just dress for the Bills game too. You were talking about this off air, but was looking as if he was going through his normal-ish progression.
Yeah, so I got to that game about 3.5 hours early and I was sitting up in the press box. First guy on the field was Robert Spillane with a couple of coaches. The snow was coming down and he looked fired up. He was like pounding his chest. He was going through some agility stuff. And so maybe that was him like testing the wheel because it's an ankle injury.
Right.
But then again, he dressed. So he was out there first. He ended up dressing. He was active, but then he didn't play. And then you go into Baltimore and he's completely inactive. So I don't know if there was a setback. I don't know what's going on there. I'm very curious to hear what Vrabel has to say. I'm assuming he's going to be out again if he didn't practice all week. That's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
So that's the guy I worry about because him with Milton Williams was the strength of that run defense.
That was basically the run defense.
Yeah, I mean, you have that guy in the middle, and you have that guy right behind him kind of conducting everything there, making it work. He's a huge loss if you don't have him at 100% heading into whenever that first postseason game is, whether it's wild card weekend or divisional round. That's another reason why getting that number one seed is so crucial for this team. And it feels like, you know, an obvious statement to say, but there are some people that are like, well, you know, if you avoid the one seed, then you avoid this team. Or that. It's like, no, just like, let's not get cute about this. Like, avoid playing an extra game if possible. When you play football, your body gets hurt.
Right.
So,
and when you played 17 weeks worth of football, your body already kind of hurts.
Exactly. So let's avoid having those bodies hurt as much as possible if you want this team to go on a deep playoff run. So Spillane for me is the guy.
Yeah, Spillane's been huge for this team. Like, maybe started a little slow to start the year.
Yeah, no doubt.
But then has come on so strong and just been a crucial piece in the middle of that defense. And I know, you know, it feels like the middle linebacker position has kind of been devalued a bit over the years, but I think having that kind of guy in the middle, like you mentioned, the run defense, go up against a mobile quarterback, like that's a huge position, which they very well could go up against in the playoffs. So certainly for the playoffs, like you need Robert Spillane back. You can get by this week, you can get by next week, but you're going to need him back and effective for the playoffs because, you know, your other linebackers, like Christian Ellis, Jack Gibbons, it's like they've had their moments, but they're not that guy that Spillane is. Like, those guys are nice in a complimentary role standing next to him, but, you know, on their own, like, that's not good enough in the playoffs. So, yeah, it is. It's been a weird situation, and, you know, obviously you're closer to it than I am, but, yeah, I feel like, hey, if he needs these 2 weeks, if that's what it takes, fine. Give him the 2 weeks.
Totally agree.
Hopefully it doesn't linger beyond that, because then you're talking about then it's like a month plus from that Buffalo game, and you're right. That would be – suddenly that does look like a much more serious injury if you're in danger of him missing playoff games.
To me, off of that list, and Spillane continues to be a massive, massive concern for this group, I worry about Drake May not having his safety blanket and Mac Hollins out there, because the one thing that I really didn't think coming into the season is that Hollins would have – as key of a role as a volume receiver as he is, especially an early down volume receiver, where you see that connection with Steph Diggs on third and even fourth down, where May will often look his way. But the early downs, when he needs a couple of yards, when he needs to just kind of thread one in there to get a positive play, you've seen the numbers tick up for Hollins. That game against Cleveland, he had seven receptions on seven targets. He had 10 targets against Tampa, 6 against Cincy, 8 against Buffalo, 9 against Baltimore. He's become a guy who I was looking at the beginning of the year, guys, and going, well, do I want Efton Chisholm or do I want Mac Hollins in my wide receiver?
Yeah, you weren't
room?
Alone in that.
Yeah, and maybe it was a little short-sighted and not giving enough credit to a guy who's been a consistent, you know, 400 to 500-yard receiver in his career, but he has become a guy, added to the list of Diggs and Hunter Henry, who you can see when Drake May is going through his progressions, I'm figuring out where those guys are first, and then if I get the chance to take a deep shot to Booty or to Williams, I will every now and again.
Yeah, and you mentioned Hunter Henry there, and I think that that is smart because Hollins has almost become like a tight end, if you will. I mean, he's kind of a tight end-sized guy. Like, if you see that guy in person, he's huge.
Right.
He's by far and
even
away...
Even without shoes on.
Yeah, right. He's by far and away the biggest receiver in that room, and he kind of operates in those same type of routes. I mean, obviously, you see him make plays downfield when May's trying to, you know, throw to him downfield, but in the middle of the defense, Hollins is a productive player.
Right.
And May likes to have those type of guys in the intermediate game to kind of keep things rolling. And Mac Hollins, really from the jump, like he missed a lot of training camp, but the minute he was back, May was targeting him. You saw it at practice. You saw it even early in the year. Like, he's been a factor in this offense. So I think, yeah, if he's out for a significant portion of time, that's not good either. I mean, yes, Trevion Henderson practiced in full today and he wasn't wearing the non-contact. That's great, but the rest of this team is really banged up, so you got to try and get that bye if you can. You have to.
Proof positive on Max usage as well. To your point about him playing like a tight end, yards per target on this group, led by Kayshon Booty at 12.5 yards per target, Kyle Williams, Austin Hooper, Pop Douglas, Steph Diggs, Terrell Jennings, Ramondre Stevenson, and there's Mac Hollins at 8.5 yards per target, a tenth of a yard ahead of Hunter Henry. So you're right. It's been that middle of the field, through the seam, like those kind of targets for him that's made him so successful. And we're at the point where Drake May is being discussed among the best pocket passing quarterbacks in the league. Dan Orlovsky said it right before the holiday that he is the best pocket, or he has the best pocket presence of any quarterback in football. And I look at a guy like Henry and a guy like Hollins being a reliable short yardage target for him and going, I see at least a correlation between that accolade for Drake and what those guys are doing. But we've got plenty more on the Patriots in their game against the Jets coming up. Don't forget, Ramondre Stevenson will join us here on the program at 1:40. We've also got Mike Vrabel in his press conference just after the 2 o'clock hour. Plus your calls at 617-779-7937. More WEEI afternoons on the way next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.